Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Charlie Mayer, and with me, of course, is Rob. So what dilemma is perplexing you today, sir?
Well, Charlie, as you know, my wife Anne and I are about to become parents for the first time, and we've gotten through the pregnancy thing okay, but the whole labor and delivery part I'm still a little bit worried about. So I've made some phone calls and I've consulted kind of like a dad expert.
So what have you learned?
Well, the first thing I learned was that this is going to be a very religious type experience.
It brought me around to spirituality. I never really had that in my life until I saw, you know, saw a head pop out of my wife's naughty bits.
Now, Charlie, that there was the voice of Scott McTavish, and he's a documentary film director and also the author of the book, The New Dad Survival Guide, Man-to-Man Advice for First-Time Fathers. And I know you two are recently a first-time father. Is that something I can expect? I'll be feeling like that when the baby head comes out?
Yeah, something like that. But did Scott tell you anything about preparation? Because you got to get to the hospital first, and knowing you, that may be a problem.
Well, he did say that once he found out that his wife was starting to go into labor, it kind of affected his vocal cords.
Well, I scream like a girl.
And then he said he was freaking out, he was running around, but then he kind of just went into this autopilot mode where somehow instinctively knew what he needed to do to get things done.
From the time that the water broke until we were in the hospital for a couple of hours, I have no recollection of any of that.
Now, I'm also thinking maybe, can I start running red lights or like get a police escort? Maybe I can call them up and say, get me to the hospital, and they'll just, you know, drive me over.
That would be pretty exciting, but don't think that you're going to show up at the hospital and that it's just going to be there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what Scott was saying to me. He said that, you know, it's kind of like you're a soldier in the hospital where you're patiently waiting in the trenches, you know, and you got like nothing to do. But then all of a sudden it's all out mayhem. But, you know, you have to keep sane during those moments of inactivity.
Sort of like combat. You're going to have long stretches of complete boredom interspersed with, you know, several minutes of abject terror.
So I was thinking to kind of...
That reminds me of my job, actually.
I was thinking maybe to mitigate this circumstance, I could take along maybe a Nintendo, or I was thinking, hey, maybe this could be a good time to play Operation or something like that. Is that good? Do you think she'd be up for some board games?
Definitely. That would be good. We actually brought a DVD of some PBS show that was all about people who love cats. People who go to cat shows, and we watched that the night before, and it was hysterical.
And did you watch, like, The Birth of Cats?
No. It was the idea there, I think, is distraction. You know, think about something else. But you do need to think about your own health. There's no question about that. And what you're going to do for yourself, because, you know, you will tend to get stressed out.
Yeah, because the one thing I was thinking, too, was making sure I pack the right foods and stuff. And I heard she can't really eat anything. She's only going to be allowed to have clear liquids. And I talked to Scott McTavish, and I said, is it okay if I eat in front of her? Is she going to be mad at me? He said, no, no, no. Eat whatever you want.
The last thing she's going to be thinking about while she's trying to push 9 pounds out down below is putting something else in her pie hole. So you don't have to really worry about eating in front of her.
So is that true? Your wife, you could just scarf down whatever you want and she was cool with it?
You know, that's a good point. I actually think that I took my eating elsewhere.
Now, the other thing I was thinking about is making sure that I set the right atmosphere.
That's right.
And I talked to the doctor. They said, we can't do candles. That's like a fire hazard or whatever. But the thing they did say I could do was...
Two Life Crew.
Yeah, exactly. Bring in some music.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, I'm going to put together a really cool soundtrack for this whole labor experience. And I thought of a couple of good songs. I want to run them by you. What do you think of this one? Yeah? You like that? Look at
Yeah, I have images of the delivery room staff, you know, like getting jiggy.
It's a song that, you know, is like upbeat, but it's also instructional.
Yeah, very topical. That's good.
But Scott recommended this to me.
The Rocky themes are pretty good, but not the first Rocky, like the second or third Eye of the Tiger kind of stuff. That might be really good.
You want to hear some Eye of the Tiger?
No, but I think I'm going to anyway.
Oh, you were going to hear some Eye of the Tiger. So Yeah, I mean, I think Rocky might be good, or maybe, you know, maybe something a little bit more mellow, I guess, when she doesn't want to feel so pumped up.
Right.
But I also did think about one other piece of music to bring for after she gives birth, kind of like a congratulatory thing, like maybe a We Are the Champions or something like that.
That would be good.
Yeah, but Scott, he recommended maybe going a more traditional route.
We played a little bagpipe music that was appropriate to our heritage. So maybe there's something in those lines that, you know, you can bring from the, bring a little bit of the family love into the
Yeah,
into
maybe
the
I could play, like, you know, the horror or something for her. She's into
that. Yeah, that would be terrific.
We should do this again when you figure out what it's like to change a diaper and when you have to get up every 2 hours during the night.
Hey, that, I'm just taking this one step at a time, Charlie.
That's actually the right thing to do.
Let me just get through the labor, and then I'll come back to you for the diaper-changing stuff.
We should do that. You've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Charlie Mayer.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.